Video: Florida man arrested for allegedly taunting Trump supporters and assaulting officer. By Amy Furr on November 3, 2020. A Florida man was arrested for allegedly mocking Trump supporters and assaulting a police officer in Palm Harbor on Sunday, according to the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. Scott Rexroth showed up at the rally at Nebraska Avenue and US 19 wearing a rebel flag, a Trump mask, and carrying a sign with swastikas. He was allegedly taking photos with Trump supporters while calling them Nazis, deputies told WFLA. The officers alleged that the altercation nearly caused other fights as the Trump supporters were pushing Rexroth out of their faces, the outlet said. When a deputy tried to pull him away, he said Rexroth hit him in the arm and shoulder. However, Rexroth claimed he thought it was another Trump supporter who touched him. Video footage shows officers holding Rexroth on the ground as they worked to take him into custody. Moments later, two other officers appeared and got Rexroth to his feet. The sheriff's office said it couldn't comment on the arrest because it is part of an active investigation, but did say the deputies were not wearing body cameras, according to WMNF. In regard to his sign, Rexroth told WFLA, "There were no swastikas like it says in the police report. I can read it here. It sounds like a bunch of fabricated lies to me. That I was instigating a riot." However, Trump supporter Brett Jennings claimed Rexroth was there on Saturday wearing the same outfit and had a sign with swastikas on it, WMNF reported. Jennings said Rexroth has been baiting and harassing Trump supporters for days and provided a video as evidence, the article said. The video allegedly showed him coloring over a swastika on a white sign with a black marker. On what appeared to be his Facebook page, Rexroth shared a photo of the sign in question on Saturday. Following his arrest, Rexroth was charged with disorderly conduct and battery on a law enforcement officer, according to WFLA.